Okay, what about a hornet? What are the sizes and different kinds of colors and things? Do you know
what? Well, they're black and white. And when they sting you, you're stung. For I've had them sting me. And they have a big round nest just a swinging from a limb. And you run into one of them, you're in trouble.
What about wasps? How do they differ from hornets?
Well, they are a longer, slimmer insect than a hornet. And they're bad sting too. There's two different kinds of them. There's a brown and then there's a yellow wasp.
Is that like a yellow jacket?
No, they're different from a yellow jacket, but they're yellow.
What kind of nest do wasps have?
They just have a big spongy nest with holes in the bottom.
Well now, there's a wasp-like insect that doesn't sting, and their nests are usually made out of mud.
Well, we always call them mud daubers.
Did you ever call them anything else?
Dirt daubers.
Dirt daubers. There's another stinging insect that usually lives around stagnant water.
That's a mosquito.
Okay. If you had two of them, what would you call them?
Mosquitoes.
Right. And there's an animal that stays on the ground and it jumps to get from place to place. It's usually green or maybe brown and it jumps around. It doesn't hurt anybody. You can catch them. What's that called?
Rabbit.
No, this is an insect.
Oh.
It jumps.
Grasshopper.
There's several kinds of small fish that you use for bait, but what would you call the small fish that you use?
Minnows is what they usually use.
Okay. There's the home that a spider lives in. It's called a
web.
All right, if you had one of those on the outside, what would you call it? Spider web?
Yeah.
If it were on the inside, would you call it something else? Cobweb?
Yeah.
Okay. So is that the difference you make between the two?
Well, yes, and then the inside spider is generally little bitty ones, and the outside is great. Oh, they're large. I've seen big ones of them.
The bottoms of plants that are underground are called what?
Roots.
Alright, if you had a tree that gives out the substance that you make syrup out of, what's that tree called?
Maple.
Alright, do you ever call it anything larger than maple? A term larger than maple? Do you ever call it sugar maple?
Well, no. We just have the regular maple here.
I've got a red one out yonder, girl.
Oh, do you get maple syrup out of it?
No.
If you had a lot of maple trees together in one place, what would you call it?
Maple grove or maple orchard.
Have you ever seen one?
Well, yes, there's a lot of maples there.
Name the other kinds of trees that go around the principal ones.
Well, there's oak and hickory and poplar and that's the main just trees, you know. Of course there's apple and peach trees.